is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
Great is thy faithfulness. A most pleasant evening. This is Track World with Alpheus Finlayson on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It is just after 6:30 p.m. Well, of course, you know it's dark. And the Roadmasters are in the house. Well, can you tell me why you are here? And what are you here for? Can you tell me why you're here and what are you here for?
Well, good evening, Bahamas. Good evening, Running World. Good evening to the members of the Premier Long Distance Running Club of the Bahamas Roadmasters. My name is Marcel Bob Major. That's a nickname that I have. I'm the club's president, and I'm here to promote our ninth virtual, the virtual ninth Bahamas Half Marathon and 10K, which is scheduled for Saturday coming. It's a virtual race. We're giving our participants.
You mean this Saturday right here?
Indeed, this Saturday here, the 20th and the 21st. It's a virtual race.
So I am shocked and amazed. Well, look here. I had the opportunity of seeing both Bernard F. Hanna and Tony Longley.
Now, why you want to go there, Hawk?
Oh, no.
Tell me why you want to go there.
It's excitement. It's excitement. That's what it's all about. You think that we're going to lay down and die and snore and everything else? It's excitement.
It is.
You know, BH could give you all the excitement in the world. He is going to beat everybody with the exception of that fella from J.S. Johnson.
That's Charles. Charlie Johnson, BH is one of the life of our parties, of our club, so we are excited to have him on board with us.
So, you are celebrating something?
Yeah, the Bahamas Roadmasters was formed in 1990. December 1st was the official club's meeting. It was formed after a group of persons, BH and Michael Cunningham and George Smith, who was the first president. They ran marathons internationally, and they decided to form themselves into an organized group. And they had their first meeting on December 1st, 1990, at the same old place. And here
same
we are.
Old place. Oh, you tend to forget that.
Yeah,
I was trying to tell BH about that place. right opposite where they used to have the Banana Boat Reunion.
I think it's called the Lions Club.
Used to be the Lions Club.
Yeah, I'm showing my age now.
Well, my brother Roosevelt, at his 7th birthday, the Lions Club gave him a little car with number 7 on it. Okay. That's years ago.
Right.
My older brother, and I always call him my older brother.
Okay. Yeah, so we had celebrated...
By the way, what I wanted to say was that with George and all of them, we decided with the quincentennial that we were going to have a run at the regatta around the regatta.
Okay, that'll be interesting. Yeah. We'd be more than happy to participate.
But I don't know if they did it. I think they did it once or twice afterwards.
Okay, well that'll be an interesting run. We'll be happy. I'm sure those in the running world will be happy to participate
Yeah.
So as I was saying, that we are now celebrating our 30th anniversary, and because of the pandemic, we weren't able to really celebrate as we would have liked to. So. We just recently celebrated with a fun run for our club members, and we invited our previous members to come down. It was a grand celebration. It was on Sunday. We had the past presidents, former members who were part of the original members.
Who are the past presidents?
Okay, the club has had 3 previous presidents. The first president was George Smith. He served from 1990, from the inception, to 2012, and 2012 to 2014 was Theodore Jackson. He served there.
Know him well.
Good guy.
He hangs out down the street.
Down the street.
No, down the street.
Yeah, down the street, yeah. And then after Ted was Charles Johnson. He served from 2014 to 2018. It's usually a 2-year term, but most times, you would find that most of us would have served for 2-year terms, 4 years. And currently, I'm the current president. I was I started at 2018, and I served for 2018 to 2020, and I was elected again to serve from 2020. And my administration, the next election would be next year sometime.
I see. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. You all have run all over the world. Charles tries to do that all the time. I think he even does it when he goes to Kenya, that kind of thing. Well, of course, the one race that you expect to have a record, and that is Berlin, isn't it?
Berlin.
And Berlin is so interesting because... The race ends and you know when we were at the World Championships in Berlin, we were what's his name now? Oh heavens! He used to be the representative for right across the street.
Where? Mount Moriah.
Mount Moriah.
Back in the Tommy Turncross?
No.
You're talking way back before.
No, he's a young fella, an attorney.
Arnold Forbes. Yeah.
So Arnold was there in this hotel, and guess what? The same hotel he was in was the one where Michael Jackson was maybe all over the place. So it was so interesting, but Berlin was something else.
Yeah, but
I'd been to Berlin before, but this is the first time that I went on the other side.
Right.
What do you call it? Thingam Charlie. You know, myself and Larry Davis.
Okay.
It is something else to be on the other side.
Wow. But if I were to say that we have a few decorated marathoners in our club, and I would consider Charles Johnson one of those.
Yes, yes.
Because he just recently attended the Berlin Marathon.
Understand.
And I'm sure he had a great time with him. And Siobhan Blades, she's one of the few members of our club that ran many, many marathons.
Well, tell me who Siobhan Blades is. We were talking about somebody yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I said, where is the lady? We call her the Kenyan or whatever it is. She always runs.
Yeah, she's an avid runner. She loves to run. And she recently trained. We considered her our coach. For our recent Boston Marathon. The club ran the Boston Marathon in October 9th. And she trained us for a whole 18 weeks of training.
Okay.
So we're really appreciative of her efforts in regards to the club.
Okay. So where is Blades?
She's right there. She trained.
In Nassau?
In Nassau. She ran, yes.
Oh, she's super trained in Nassau and all over the place. And
she's here. She's here.
Early in the morning.
Yeah, you just need to come out on a Saturday when the club runs. We usually run as a group on Saturdays, early morning. And if you come out, you would see all of us. All of us are right there. We usually start at the Cable Beach Police Station. So if you want to come out and hail us up, Charles Johnson, Michael Cunningham, Brian Adana.
I will just be out there.
Siobhan Blades, Anthony Longley.
I will be out there watching, my brother, cheering on.
Yes, indeed.
So is there anything else? Oh.
You want to talk about the race?
Talk about the race.
Yes, indeed.
How do you put some finance into it?
The ninth virtual Bahamas Half is sponsored by the Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Excellent.
And we are very grateful to Martina Lightburn, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. This is her second year she's sponsored us. And I must publicly thank her for the sponsorship. The race is scheduled, like I said, it's virtual. The running world, based on the pandemic that we're experiencing now, the running world has adjusted the way that we do races now.
Mm-hmm.
And so most races you would find that are not in person anymore. They are now virtual races.
Virtual.
And some of the running public persons in the public may ask, well, how does a virtual race work?
I don't know.
I'll tell you now.
I sell insurance. I'm an insurance professional.
Well, the virtual race, actually you sign up just like you would normal for a normal in-person race. And the organizers, and in this instance, the Bahamas Half, we gave you like a window to run the race in. So our race is scheduled for the 20th and the 21st of November. You can run the race anywhere you like. We're inviting international persons to run. If international persons are listening to me, they can register on BahamasHalf242.com, and they can register, pay their registration fee, run wherever they are on the 20th or the 21st, and then we will find ways to mail the medal to them. But those persons running locally here or in the Family Islands as well, you can register again on BahamasHalf242.com. Pay the $25 for a 10K run, which is 6.2 miles, or $50 for a 13.1 half marathon, and run it wherever. We have a suggested route. We are suggesting persons that are going to run on Saturday. They can probably start at suggested route, which means you can run anywhere. But if you want to, you can join the Roadmasters. We're going to be running on Saturday from Araki in the area where the Saxons practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to run to just before the Rosewood Roundabout. And turn back towards Araki. That's going to give us the 10K. And from Araki, to those that are going to run the 13.1 can run from Araki to Sunfun and return to back to Araki.
Okay, I do understand. Now, with that in mind, there is a young man that I found out yesterday. I have a cousin, and she is calling me late in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you look like this fella we call Hallelujah. No, he is in the church, and he runs very well. He was one of the best 800-meter runners back then. Went to the CAC championships at the same time that the, what do you call it now, the... Los Angeles Olympics was going on.
Oh, okay.
But this fellow was good. If you look in my book, you would see his there. Mm-hmm. So I told my cousin, that's who he looked like. Then the next day, BH says, Jeffrey Johnson died.
Wow.
And my cousin called me because she had some family mm-hmm. whose father was found in the house. Mm-hmm. I say, Wendy, don't worry about nothing. Mm-hmm. The fellow who you said, who I said, I thought it was you, it mm-hmm. was him, mm-hmm. but it was her. And it is just unbelievable. Wow. Now, Jeff was a member of the Pioneers. You know anything about Jeff Johnson? No.
No,
you've been running a long time.
You're trying,
he hasn't been running.
You're trying to age me now.
No. I don't think he is as old as you, but I mean, he stopped running for a long time.
Oh, okay.
You know? No. The people who've been running for a long time, uh-huh. unless it's a BH, seriously, uh-huh. they stop running. If you understand that, understand that.
But I must give a shout out to my vice president, Mr. Micah Cunningham. I think he's running better now than he's been running from the beginning of the club. He's a real inspiration and a motivation to the members of the club right mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you want to get back now? I wanted to let the public also know that medal presentation. We will be at the Arak Key site at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday to distribute the medals for those that run. Like I said, you can run anywhere, but once you've completed your run, you can come down to Arak Key and you can collect your medals, which we'll be there, like I said, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. The packet pickup will be on Friday from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Four Seasons Nursery, which is one block south of the Bahamas Humane Society. So persons that are registered, and it's not too late to register. We still have some spaces available. So we're encouraging the public to go on BahamasHalf242.com and register, or you can register in person at the Palmdale Vision Center in Centerville. I think it's north of the park where the Valley Boys practice. And then you can also register the Four
Valley
Seasons.
Boys.
You know, I had to put that plug in.
Hallelujah. We grow through, look here, Carew Street West. And Carew Street itself is just unbelievable. But Carew Street West, that's a different thing altogether.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know that.
Yeah, you know what that is. And so you can register on Bahamas Half 242.com. It's $25 for the 10K and $50 for the half marathon, 13.1 miles.
Well, we are going to just go ahead and afterwards we're going to bring on a person by Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if... our producer can just come in a minute, please.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Life is always better with a little extra cash. At Solomon's, we know that every penny saved is a penny toward more happy times with those you love. With super savings in every aisle and budget-pleasing buys every time you shop, you can get closer to that family vacation you've been dreaming about. Go on, earn that new air fryer in produce. Snag that Exuma getaway with your cereal. Rawson Square Junkanoo tickets, aisle 7 just docked. Bring it all together at Solomon's, where you can save more and live better.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Your information, there are numerous persons listening and watching in various platforms. Well, I appreciate each and every one of you on your way to the 500th show. And by the way, on the 10th of November, I had my 41st year at Kalina. I'm not talking about shows now, but we are on our way to the 500th show. Wow. On Trackworld with Guardian Radio 96.9. And I'll say this to you. After we take the break to talk about our sponsors, and our sponsors, it is brought to you by Sun Oil Limited, Arawak Homes, Insurance, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book from Vancouver to Athens, 50 years of international track and field competition, AFD Management Services, Freeman DeVoe, is on Pairdale, and he is the CEO on Pairdale, my good cousin. We only have good cousins. Well, we may have, he is from, Exuma also.
Okay.
That's the Exuma side, and we have the Andrew side, Mangrove Key, that's what they call it. His business is oil and energy. Vaughn L. Culmer and Associates Insurance Brokers. Well, I have been a financial services representative at Kalina for more than 40 years. And as I said, it's 41 years now. I said, what is so interesting, it was the 10th. I know it's the 10th because when we took the exam, mm-hmm. It was on the 10th. So when UB started up, it was on the 10th. So I have the 10th with, I tell Professor at the UB that, you know, it is something else with me being there when they open up and on the 10th. So I am happy to say, as I said, I just celebrated. Mm-hmm. And my daughter is none other than Alexis Hanna, my business partner. And we are the A-team at Kalina Insurance. Well, I'll tell you this. We have health insurance, general insurance, and mortgages. I can be reached at 432-9961 and Alexis at 467-30372. And then we go to a break. And before going to a break, I want you to talk about your sponsors.
Okay. Yes. Thank you again, Hawk. Sponsors, again, like I said, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, we are grateful for them for the second year of sponsoring us. And then we also have Santi Bahamas and the Caribbean Bottling Company. We'd also like to say a special thank you to the Royal Bahamas Police Force and the members. They were very professional. They've always come to assist us whenever we call on them. So we are very grateful for them as well. And also the print media. Once we, I have a few friends at the print media, and they have been very supportive of us, and we're very grateful and thankful to them as well. This year, like the race, every year we have a charity that the club members vote for. This year, part proceeds of our Bahamas Half will be presented to the Nurses Association of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So we are very proud to be presenting them with this check, especially in the times that we're in now, where we are experiencing the pandemic, and those are on the front line. So we are happy to be able to present them with some funds once we get the public to sign up on BahamasHalf242.com, and we have a very successful race on Saturday and Sunday.
As they say, it is powerful.
It is powerful indeed.
I hear Rodney talking about powerful, but I even hear people in the United States talking about powerful. But it is powerful, as you say.
Very powerful.
As you say, and I'm sure you all are powerful.
Yes, indeed. The premier running club in the Bahamas. Well,
let me see something. Hello? Hello?
Yes, good evening. How you doing?
Very good. And who, may I say, is calling?
This is Mr. Douglas Storr. I used to work right across the road from you.
Well, go on, my brother. Go on. Go on.
Okay.
I know you very well.
Congratulate Bob Marcel Major and his hard-working executive team for the run on Sunday.
Well, let me ask you this. Is his running giving you his gray hair? I am older than him. Is running giving you his gray hair? your hair grayer than your brother.
That's hereditary. I inherit that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I really wanted to say, you know, congrats to him and his team. Excellent job. Stellar job that they did. And I know it's only going to get better. I don't know when it's time to give up his presence. I don't know if that can happen. I think we can vote him back in.
But, you know, look. He has to earn money, you know. You have children in school, or they?
I have a son in college in Canada. Mm-hmm. And I have one working in Canada.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's unbelievable. So I just what part of Canada? Vancouver or?
My 19-year-old is in Halifax.
He wants to be an accountant. The only accountant in Halifax.
No. He's studying. He's in a little town called Antigonish. He's at St. Francis Xavier University in Canada.
Well, I know people who went to school there.
Yeah. And another thing I want to say to the public out there, I'm 66. BH is what? 70.
I think he's 77, Doug.
77.
Yeah, I think he is.
And still running and beating folks at the age of 25, 15, 20. Like you said, Michael Cunningham, he's running much better, but I want him to break that four-hour barrier in the marathon. And I say, when he run a 1:42, then I'll tip my hat off to him.
Yes.
Like I said, and even with Marcel, I know he could do it. He could go under that four-hour barrier and run a good 1:42.
I'm going to do it next year, Doug, once I get the public,
come out, sign up for Saturday coming, and you're not too old to start running. Get involved with our running club, the Bahamas Roadmasters. I don't care what age you are, and we can get you in shape in about, say, 6 months to run a half marathon.
Yes,
anybody
indeed.
Out there, I can vouch for that, because we have some tremendous trainers and our group, and our past president, one of our past presidents, George Smith. I think he might be coming back on to, you know, to help us succeed, to better our time and everything. But to the public, sign up for Saturday coming to do the run. Thank you.
Thank you ever so much, my brother.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Doug. Okay. See you on Saturday, my friend.
All right.
Well, Mr. Producer, can we just take a break and see if we can get together and have the show continue being on the road?
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Life is always better with a little extra cash. At Solomon's, we know that every penny saved is a penny toward more happy times with those you love. With super savings in every aisle and budget-pleasing buys every time you shop, you can get closer to that family vacation you've been dreaming about. Go on, earn that new air fryer in produce. Snag that Exuma getaway with your cereal. Rawson Square Junkanoo tickets, aisle 7 just restocked. Bring it all together where you can save more and live better.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would just like to say that the Carifta Games in 2022 will be held in Jamaica. And you know the Carifta time. It is around the time when the school breaks. So we're looking forward to that. And you know, Jamaica is not far at all. I mean, we can have a charter going down to Jamaica, but at the same time, we're talking about from January all through that athletes will be to make the team. And you will only make the team if you do your best. And as of late, the Federation would say that the, how do I put it? If you don't make the standards, you don't make it. And that's what I am talking about. That's number one. And number two, I would like to talk about birthdays. On the 12th, which was last week, was my good friend, Wendy Clark, a daughter of the one and only T. Clark from Clark Lane, And then we have a good friend of mine out of New York, David Bythewood. He calls it By the Wood. And then I would just like to say, Gus Cooper, the one and only Gus Cooper, the anniversary of death would have been the 17th, not the death. His birthday would have been the 17th of November. And then it is my good cousin, Crystal Finlayson Bowers. You know, she was living in Grand Bahama, and she went to the school that, what's the name of the basketball player? Sterling Quant. And all of them, Keith Belzy, and I think, what's the name of the fella? Trying to remember his name, Bucky Johnson, as well as Crystal Findlayson Bowers, and she was a sprinter. And then you have a birthday of Rudolph Ferguson. He is one of those people, I will tell you this. One of those who, how do I say it, is a coach with Laura Pratt Charlton. And then we're talking about Carolyn Young. Ken Banks. He is now 70. He has been involved in track and field in the Caribbean. East Caribbean. And then we have on Sunday, a client of mine, Kathleen Rivera, has her birthday. And on Tuesday, it is the birthday of Lynn Wells. And on the 23rd will be the one and only Frank Rutherford. And guess what? His mother is telling me that that is his anniversary. And I tell him that this is my anniversary. Let me see if there's anybody on the phone. Good evening.
Good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
And who may this be?
Hold on. Let me turn this down.
Hello. I can't hear you well, producer. Have you been able to get our guests? Well, if not, try and we will talk. Well, let's talk about the World Championships. The World Championships are going to be in Eugene, Oregon. It's going to be the first World Championships that the United States would have. And guess what? There's only one other World Championships in the Western Hemisphere. They were going to have a World Championships in Mexico. I'm talking about World Championships now. And because of the financial situation in Mexico, they didn't have it. And I think they moved to some other place. But then later on in life, they had the Edmonton World Championships. Really, 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 really good. Really, really well. But with regards, we're talking about the World Championships in Eugene, every athlete has to make the team. Every athlete has to make the team. And if you don't make the team, and if it's a, if it is a relay team, then normally you would have six athletes. And we have seen that if you look at what happened this year, in terms of the events that we've had, in the United States, the trials that we've had here, and other people are coming to the Bahamas to try and make sure that they make the Olympic team, you know, it's gonna be something else. So time is, I mean, it's a little bit, the World Championships, the from like the 9th of the 9th of July, I think it is, the 9th of July, yeah, the 9th of July. And man, that is gonna be good. We're talking about Eugene, Oregon, and you could fly into Seattle. You fly into Seattle, if you know anything about football, you're gonna see probably Russell Wilson will be out there watching, and I'm talking about watching the World Championships. But everybody has to make the team. You can make the team by saying that, by the way, how do I put it? Because I was a good athlete, you can make the team. It doesn't happen like that at all. It does not happen like that at all. Let me say this. It gets me excited. The Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture, they're having their time with sports and culture. And I'll tell you this, there is a young man called Oral Hudson who went to St. John's University, the same school I went to in Minnesota. But he could do everything. He could high jump, he knows volleyball, basketball, and everything else. And guess what? He could sing also, one of the best. So I really congratulate him for his being put on the Hall of Fame for sports. And then, I don't know if you all follow football. Oh, man. I went to school. I know the Vikings very well. The Vikings better than you'd ever think. Now, my brother Spence came up after me. But I was in Minnesota, and I'm 10 years older than him. So he and I love those Vikings. But I have a son-in-law who loves the Dolphins. And would you believe that the Dolphins won on the Sunday? And they had a Thursday game, and they won that too. And I'll tell you this. They may be on the way. You know, it is only the half of the season so far. And, you know, that's what I am talking about. So I would invite anybody to talk about track and field. We have some technical difficulties. So we want to talk about track and field the rest of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Producer, the numbers to call are 236-232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Once again, the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4314, 325-4259. The numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and I await your call. And as I say, people are listening all over the world, even though we have technical challenges. We are listening all over the world. People, well, you know, it's a little late tonight. But what I'm saying is that I would, all of you who are driving home or while you're in your car or, you know, at home, listening to Guardian Radio 96.9, you can listen. And for those of you at home or someplace else, you can call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And I await your call. And my brother, could you just do my favorite song again, and then we will, you know, take a break and go back at it.
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up a Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Life is always better with a little extra cash. At Solomon's, we know that every penny saved is a penny toward more happy times with those you love. With super savings in every aisle and budget-pleasing buys every time you shop, you can get closer to that family vacation you've been dreaming about. Go on, earn that new air fryer in produce. Snag that Exuma getaway with your cereal. Rawson Square Junkanoo tickets, aisle 7 just restocked. Bring it all together at Solomon's, where you can save more and live better.
Always on the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere, on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Today.
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the...
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
Proper hand washing is extremely important as we continue to fight the spread of COVID-19. We touch many surfaces throughout the day. It is important to be mindful of where we place our hands as we may be touching contaminated surfaces and making ourselves sick. This is why you are encouraged to not touch your face. You must wash your hands often throughout the day to prevent infecting yourself or someone else. Always wash your hands before eating and after using the restroom. Wash your hands before and after you care for a sick person. Remember to wash for 20 seconds each time with soap and water, scrubbing your hands together and covering all surfaces of the hand. This simple step can save your life. Let us protect ourselves and each other.
Brought by Bahamas Ministry of Health
in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you. And your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, and who may this be?
A pleasant good evening, Hawkman.
Yes, so talk. Well, I'm asking who is this?
Hawkman. This voice from Karoo Street, man.
Now, wait a second now. Calm down, please. Okay? the show is nearly finished. I would like to thank all of those people who have listened to the show on their way home, at home, or whatever it is. And I really appreciate those people. We've had some technical challenges this evening, and we have to find a way to get rid of those technical challenges. But thank you ever so much. So talk, my brother, talk. And I really, people who are listening, and my producer, Ali Roll. He's a role, and that's what I'm talking about. So go ahead.
Mr. Hoffman Tennyson.
That's my name.
From Karoo Street West.
That's right.
I appreciate all your professionalism and how you don't take time to comment and compliment all those people that doing your challenges of the evening with your show, everything. This is Sparky.
There's only one Sparky.
And you know where I'm from.
The Valley. But we're from Karoo Street.
The Valley?
We're from Karoo
Street. The next corner right next to you.
That's right.
You know, you had to walk from, center, what do you call it? My corner was East Avenue. You got to walk to your corner to go to St. George's Church.
Yes.
And then you got to pass St. George's and Eastern Senior.
Yes, yes.
And then you got to come back to go back home.
Yes.
And then you got to go to the Birdland. And then you got to go to the Bush Bar.
If you wish to go there, Sparky, you could go to the Birdland and all of that.
Hoffman.
Yes.
I realize that your time is limited.
It is, but definitely.
If these people understand how deep the valley was or still is, and the history of the valley that was never written, from Kenneth Street, where Gus Cooper, Old Man Garage, where in 1958 the valley boys started.
You know the story, and
you know the story.
The 17th would have been Gus's birthday, the 17th.
Hold on. I could name everybody to your corner, from the DeVos to the West, to the Aldi's next to you,
for
to
the Coleys,
to all of those people to there. And then we go to Talman, Karoo, to Buster Christie and all of those people. Man, you know something? There's a history in the valley that has never been written.
Well, my friend, thank you very much. There's somebody who went to government high.
And that was me.
Went to government high.
Your brother.
Went to government high and was in politics.
Yes, that's Perry.
No, man, younger than Perry.
Who that is, Gary?
No, he went He was a politician, an FNM politician.
Man, call the name, man.
Right.
Okay. Why are you scared to call the name?
I think he's a Smith, isn't he?
Which one?
His brother worked with customs.
With who?
Customs.
Man, there's so much people in the valley.
Well, he worked at Z&S. He was in charge of Z&S also.
Carlton Smith?
No, not Carlton Smith.
My, let me ask you a question. Why are you refusing?
Look, you old as me?
No, I'm 70.
Okay, well, you ain't old as me.
No, Ruth reminds me by my age.
Let me tell you this. Thank you so ever much. And when you could remember all those people, then you could talk.
Thank you ever much.
You got the history of the valley.
Sparky.
That's it. Sparky, that's enough of that. Could you cut it off, please? Thank you.